Okay, we're holding here. Upnesham Vekan. So we're talking about here about all the wonderful zrizas that a person needs to do and so on. Upnesham Vekan Shle Adam Kamei Mishu Yoshin Vlebe Tivay Machvel Vekol. Rakia Bal Pulas Zrizas Beisas Tzernavichash Mishmaim. Oma Ki Kolze Shemana She Az Vegiv Vloisov Hainti Lasi Tzernavichah. So like this, that it, the type of charitzas that a person should do is correct only in regards to Maisi Shamayim. In Maisi Aretz, the other way around, the person should be hesitant before he's poil. So now the question is, okay, I get that, but why is it like that? Manavshah, is it good for a person to be as, or is it not good? Mitzad etzem mida, what's good, what's not good? Ube'im tishal tam ledovazeh, if ne'imam nesugla az ponim gehenim v'esh ponim gan eden, ala edovazeh ishka lahavin, ke az ponim v'gehenim, mipnei sha'olam hazeh royaloi hashivui. Kasha Odom Bazusoi, Umesiachish La Eish, Vishvila Azaz Vakoyah. Kihold of Shubakur, Guru Shu Eish, Kriser Perek in Sodin. Tanish have made the net naturally strong to him, Azashem, Mino Eish Dos Lamai. Vitanya, Vishwal Ome Ruima Lulim Das Eish. Ikud Amri Das Sam Shil Elu Eish, Shil Molet Totari Stroll, Inkle Berk Lamai Bifdam at Kan. ואופירש רעשי זה על דסים שאלו מן הוגם שאלו איש, שעזר הם כאיש עד כאן לשיינג. So he says like this, that the difference between the two is that the hanhogan chayna for a person needs to be in line with the mitzias that he's being noigin. In other words, in this world is a mokum of offer. Where there's a certain things are kirikoi koi, kan nimtza kan hoya. All form of chazaka tells me that the default setting of the world is whatever is. A person who overrides that hanhaga is inevitably getting himself into some sort of hotspot and bets him and doing something not good. Masha Einkein, a person who is when the gear olam haba is doim to eish the mitzias of eish and vemela azus and kalus and all these things on the gear to that. K'moishet tira ke eishu choize ubal yisoida eish. This world. If a person upsets the apple cart and a person is noyeg with eish instead of the adoma that's natural for it, that he offered it's natural for it, Gehenim is that place. In other words, just like when you push something to go quicker than it should go, it burns out. That's a normal metzias. So here also, it burns out in the sense that it's, it disintegrates. It's me'abed itself. Ubeish as punish of fechel gan Eden, kimeachas as ponim gehenim midovas ilmat kehefach as ponim, shehu beish as ponim abonim mekoyme befechel shub gan Eden, v'yadua ke gan Eden shemashket v'ashalva. So a person that taps into menuchas anefesh, where yadua me'inya beish aponim she'ina bal peula, v'adra be'neder apula, which is by lemaila. Shekeshem shaz is ponim poil tamid, ve kachboish is ponim ene poil. ואדרב הוא מספויל, ולפיקר בו ישפויל מקוי מגן עדן שקר עדן, ואינו השקט ונוחו ושנם. ואויד בשל מידס הפשיצה שבו הספונים שעצים מן השוי, וכמעה ספונים שעצים השוי בעזוסוי. לפיקר הוא מגן עדן שמדרג הפשוט לנבדלס, והבין זה. ולפיקר הוא השקט מקוי מגן עדן. So, למעשה, he explains that in this world, there is, in the framework of this world, an Asponim is in Gehenna because it's Eish, whereas a Boishes Ponim is in Gan Eden, because Azus is a type of Eish, and that's its Mokoim, its Tibistik of Mokoim, whereas Menucha and so on is in Olam Haba, and that's where it's Madrega. Now, he's not explaining yet, we'll explain it in the next piece, why is it lehefich in Gan Eden, Gehenna, and so on. But let's talk a little, why is it hefich ruchnis, I mean the gashmis. Let's talk a little bit about this point over here. The mashal, you have Ezo Osha Sameach Bechelkoi. The person who is Az does not have, he's not merutzer with where he is. He is kol kuloi trying to change it. And again, once we're talking about inyan dar chomri, as opposed to the person who is a bal menucha, somebody who's a boishes ponim. So if we're to talk about the where it ends up in, so the sum total of a boish ponim is that he's found menucha. So the marshal, a person who has menuchas hanefesh, we look at it in a very, very positive way. A person's menuchas hanefesh doesn't get angry, doesn't get excited, doesn't get upset, so long as the menuchas hanefesh is going to get the things that there should be menuchas hanefesh. He doesn't see olam hazeh as a mokum pu'ula. Olam hazeh is a mokum that he is, and whatever framework he has for olam hazeh he has, that is positive. A person who is as and tries to change and so on, that person has the tchuna of too much kina, too much greed, too much all the other midas that burn up a person, that destroy a person. So yes, the v'yesh chalahavin. So now he's going to ask the question. Okay, so you're telling me that menuchas hanefesh and shivui mishkol is good is a good mida, but And the Azos Panim is Slava Zabed Mida. So why, when it comes to Nyonim of Olam Haba, is it the opposite? V'yeshcha lohovin eich oma tanik lina sotzen ha-kad shpoch yi az kenome yi abal pula u b'shar mila galma az panu gehenu b'yish panu gan Eden. V'dova zeh, ki ha-azos hu yoytze min ha-seder min ha-shavi v'yitzel ha-voydez ha-shem esbar kol shemoysiv ein zeh yitzi min ha-seder min ha-royim. I'll explain the moral way I understand it. In this world, we don't have a metzias that is toiv. In this world, the seder amita this world is that the olam hazeh we're given is the metzias that we're expected to have, and the olam haba is the metzias that we're expected to work for. The person has koichos of sheifa, a person does have koichos of ambition and so on, and a person has a koich of acceptance. Of taking things as they are and being mistafik with them. Olam hazeh was given with the tzura of it's a mokum where a person should be mistafik with, and therefore when the person is b'nuchas hanefesh, the person is synchronized with what is be'etzem and this world. The person was given to be shoyef for Malchus Shemayim, folding your Malchus Shemayim, and over there, Adrabe. over there, this world is devoid of Malchus Shemayim, and it's a person she'ifa to bring Malchus Shemayim. So she'ifa and changing the Metzias is be'etzem what this world is. So that type of thing is a dovah toiv. Va'omah achar kach, yirotzen. So in a big, it's a, let's just step back and let's talk about it a second. In the big picture, a person carries two koyachos hanefesh mutually exclusive to each other. One is to live with what is, and one is to push and overcome and change the metzias. Both of them are that, those are in terms of drives of a person, those are root drives of a person. In the world of koyachos hanefesh, in the world of a person a person accepting that midas is correct for this world, because this world is given as the basis within which to realize other inyanim. Masha'in came, if a person tries to change this world, he's changing the wrong thing. On the other hand, if a person is like a daisical in doing in Yanim of Shmaya, over there, the whole mitzvah of Yanim Shmaya is to move past this world, to change this world, to bring it in line with something else. That's what it's here for. So on those in Yanim, if a person sits back and doesn't do it, person is lacking. I think it's especially true about the Chazal of the Azan Shabumas that he brings, about giving Torah. Ral says, Ferris, that Zayim Mitzvahs Bein Noach is there to give the world a kiyum as it is. In other words, whatever is, this world would not have a kiyum without Zayim Mitzvahs Bein Noach, but Zayim Mitzvahs Bein Noach is the chreach for the kiyum of this world. Torah is to bring in another world into this world. Torah, Tariq mitzvahs are not natural to this world. Well, Zayim Zinach are the natural fiber of this world, and this world would not be kayim if there's no sense of, a much sense of justice, belief, a certain very much imidis, this world would not have a kiyum. Torah Shebal Peh, Tariq mitzvahs is post that. Tariq mitzvahs is to bring Malchus Shemayim into this world. So, Umas Olam got Zayim Zinach. Zayin Zinach is part and parcel that's Metzius this world. Klal Yisrael has a world beyond this world, and that world is the world of Azin Sheba Umois. It's the world where this world could actually be a higher world. The word Azos means when you're changing something. It's like acceleration. You're moving in a way that wasn't there before. That requires the meat of Azus.
To go back to the Nakuda of Elam Azeh being the mid of acceptance.
Yes.
Each person in their own personal life, but Bichlal, humanity as such, I mean, the fact that we live in a house, the fact that we have cars, I mean, for good or for bad, the metzius of the advancement is
right.
That people stepped outside and tried to push things beyond where they are. And even a person should say, you know, whatever will be, I'll, you know, whatever happens, the chayav person has to have, I mean, I'll saw the ish otzer of variety was said about,
And the normal, good, so in the, that a person needs to maintain, the duars, the kifshua, all these inyanim are inyanim, positive inyanim, where a person takes care of the world and develops it to fit him. That's something that is positive. It's a chiyuv, and that's what we're supposed to do. It also means, but there's a big difference. If a person seeks to develop his business in a way that accountably supports him, is one thing. And if a person just endlessly goes on me'inyan le'inyan, he just keeps moving forward because he's driven by ambition or greed. There's a kav between a person working out his tzarchei achayim And the person just being ambitious, pushing with no tachlis. So in Ruchnias, that's right tzura. I mean, the mitzvahs that are needed to keep us where we are zayin mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are mitzvahs to move us beyond where we are. That's something that's in the world of Gashmias, going beyond where we are. Let's talk a minute about something. Space, the space exploration. What's the justification for it? So I understand that the space satellites and so on makes a lot of sense. We use it for everything. But the GPS and all that, you know, going beyond that, once you start going to interplanetary exploration, looking for you know, out of life, all of those things that you spend trillions of dollars has no justification except for just the desire to push. You know, they have this, you know, if you ever go like here to the Air and Space Museum, they say the following svara. So many new products have been developed as an agavurcha of space exploration. So they're right. But Libby Emily, after Lechatchila would have set out to make all these products, they could have made it also. In other words, if they would have invested money in making products, they wouldn't. The teretz is, there's sort of a push to do things that are just because I can't get no for an answer. I'm not to be stopped. There's no cav of stopping. I'm driven, and people will kill themselves to become the number one company. Push it, you know, destroy themselves because there's no because there. There's one thing when a person in the normal frame says it's the normal thing is I have a business, he has a business, he makes better product, I make better. But then that sometimes it's an expression of the normal mahalach of their hearts, of hanigrim their hearts. And that's hanigrim their hearts. That you're right. That's positive. But sometimes it just becomes something that's ligvul, and it's just an expression of my, just like in Ruchnius, somebody will come to say, Rabbi, I bought into this, I'm becoming religious and so on, but give me a bottom line of what it takes to be the best Jew possible. I want it like on a bottom line. Don't tell me it's never ending. Have you had any such shailas, Rabbi Hamer, from your wonderful congregants? but people, you know, they you tell them as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a morning, a day in the morning, a breath of life, you want something more. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, the road is infinite. And whatever was, you know, whatever was current once was, you know, today it's a step forward. You know, when people badger me, they ask you, it used to be that a good Erech Yid was somebody who could read this and that, and they learned till they were 13, and then went to work. Hayitochin, you know, why today does it have to be the learning Shas and this and that, the other? Which my question is, it used to be that a well-educated person had 3 years of primary school, you know, with a school mom and learned reading, writing, arithmetic. Why today do you feel without a college education even, you're Einim in a Yishuv? And don't get into stuff, the world is a lot more complex, it's true. But so nobody goes to do apprentice training in whatever field. You get a broad education. Teretz is, that's the way it is. The world has progressed, and for better or for worse, the world has progressed. And you know, but don't just say, you know, don't be surveyor with what someone told me once. Criticism it was a good criticism. They said about a certain Hasidus in Yerushalayim that the Rebbe was very conscious of saving money. He said every apartment house should have one esek for the whole apartment house. That's it. Or he threatened the Sregim Seichim, if they don't come down with their prices, they'll have one esek. And you know, that's it. So someone was in Mushabechet, there was another chassid standing there, and he said, he wonders if it, when it comes to furniture, they also have such restrictions. In other words, like, is it only the esrig, or is it the whole thing across the board? And having, you know, sheifis in other thing now, it's true. I'm not against the esrig, but saying In other inyanim, we push. What used to be chasna once is today considered not a chasna. But al kapanim, the a person would ask himself, what is the inyanim gashmi that need to be in place? And that's it. But our drive is a lot further than that. And it's wrong as so. It's a realization of ambition and self-worth.
So whatever is perceived to be a mean, be'etzem, it passes over there to make do with the minimum that's necessary. Whatever is perceived to be an end, there it's the right to be ambitious and to try and push. If it's an end, then more and more and more.
So in Yoni Olam Hazin, as much as a person would perceive something to be Sorche Ha'olam, Darke Ha'olam, things of that nature, then yes, it's appropriate. But a lot of things become be'etzem a drive. They're not a per se evaluation of what needs are. It's pashut better and nicer. It's there's no it's you're ambitious for ambition's sake. That's the meaning of Azaz is ambition. Person is willing to go past the what's normal, what's mikubal, and what's so on. And that's where you have you can say that certain things are a step forward in terms of comfort, ease, and so on, and certain things are just pushing ambition forward, not be'etzem. And then that is the difference. Okay, let's hold it here. Sorry, we started late. We didn't get our thing. I don't know.